This is Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
JBL Tour Pro 3 earbuds are for those who don't conform to the standard.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to get into some touchscreen technology, how about the smart charging case, clear sound? These are not standard things. You're only going to get them with the JBL Tour Pro 3, baby.
And I love the sound of JBL when it goes... These earbuds are packed with innovation because you can't stand out by following others.
Touchscreen smart charging case for one-touch control, instant EQ customization, true adaptive noise canceling, and the one-of-a-kind audio transmitter, which can plug and play with everything from game consoles to in-flight entertainment. What more could you want? First doesn't follow. Grab a pair at JBL.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. The Prime Minister of Australia, Anthony Albanese, intends a visit to Beijing to sit with Xi Jinping and discuss the friction between the two countries of some note, most notably raw resources, raw materials, and wine. But there's more to discuss, better relationship between Canberra and Beijing. Except, I welcome Scott Maiman of CBS News, who reports on concerns about the Prime Minister's plane to Beijing. Scott, a very good evening to you. This sounds grave. What is it? Good evening to you.
G'day, John. Yeah, this is the concern. Now, the Prime Minister, Anthony Albanese, has plans, not cemented in yet, to visit China and have that incredible visit on the 50th anniversary of the previous Prime Minister's visit, Gough Whitlam. Now, it's still being finalised, but there are concerns raised that if the Prime Minister flies in on the government jet, that the jet itself, the systems on the aircraft could be hacked by Chinese spies. This is quite a feasible concern. It's the Australian Strategic Policy Institute here, which examines all these things. They've confirmed that whether the Chinese storm the aircraft once it's on the ground or just use devices outside the aircraft, they can still hack into equipment and get valuable information from the aircraft itself, whether they're on the plane or outside the plane. It's a real concern at the moment. So just what exactly the Prime Minister will do with the government jet is interesting, because we anticipate it will be on the way back from his visit with Joe Biden, the US president, of course. Whether he goes directly to China or whether he stops in Australia, swaps aircraft, we don't know yet, but this is a grave concern that the Chinese may be able to infiltrate our defense mechanisms and gain valuable information if he does use the government jet to go to China.
I mentioned the concerns about China punishing Australia. Why? You will recall at some point the previous government said, we're not satisfied with your non-explanation of the origins of COVID-19. That's the reason. So we're dealing with that all these years later. Now we go to Australia's economy, which before the COVID was extremely prosperous because China needed all the raw materials that Australia can produce, which is a lot. But the report now, Scott, is that your export earnings are down, a slump, not only now but over the coming years, chiefly because of coal and natural gas no longer finding good prices, and then your mining industry as well. Do you see it in your economy in Brisbane? Are people pulling in their horns and waiting for better days?
Yeah, John, this is quite embarrassing because the figures released in our budget earlier this year, it showed the first budget surplus in Australia in 15 years. Now, if things go south the way you've just described, then yes, there is grave concern at the moment that that surplus is going to be, well, just a fleeting memory. It's doom and gloom in the financial sector here with all that's been going on. Economists are warning the slowdown could wipe out much of Australia's budget surplus. What's happening? Well, as you mentioned, there's a sluggish global growth. It's weighed down by Chinese economic concerns. We're looking at this globally, but locally here in Australia, it strikes fear into the hearts of economists. Another reason why Australia could eventually end up in recession, even though the government is saying, no, we're not. We're okay here. Nothing to see. There's no problem at all. Again, it gets back to what our Prime Minister is going to be talking about during his visit to China. Will he be able to smooth things over?
Lithium, the magic white powder that's going to revolutionize many countries that have deposits. Australia has a deposit. Australia's richest woman, Gina Rinehart, and her Hancock Prospecting are looking to expand their lithium mining, but there's a battle on. I get lost in this. I followed as much as possible. So let's say this is a bunch of really rich people who have something to fight over, lithium. Who is Gina Rinehart? She's your richest woman. She's worth $26 billion. Does she show up in the media all the time, Scott?
Yeah, for good and bad reasons. There's been an ongoing drama involving her family. They've been suing each other. There have been claims and counterclaims. So the family situation gets a lot of the press, unfortunately. But Gina Rinehart is actually a great person. And she has Hancock Prospecting. It fell into her hands. And she has been doing great things with it, from cattle farms to mining operations. She's one of the bigger names in Australia. Now, the company you're talking about, it's a producer, lithium producer, Liontown Resources. It's fair game right now, and costs have been reduced. The market isn't what it was a few years ago. A big reason, we get back to China for this, its need for lithium has been reduced because its electric vehicle sales and production have slumped. It's not the same need for lithium now as it was a few years ago. That's lowered the cost of supply from Australia. It's lowered the value of Liontown Resources, making it fair game to buy out. And Gina Rinehart is, well, one of many other companies trying to take aim at this company, take it over and make it theirs. It is prime value right now.
1 week from New Zealand's election, and right now the polls have not changed. The opposition looks to be successful in 1 week. But in the meantime, house prices. I can't tell, are they going up or down? Ours are going up.
We've got some stability at the moment in New Zealand, and it's the first of its kind in a long while. The country's already in recession, we know that bit. Just a week out from its general election, a change of government is imminent. And while the house prices have plateaued, many see it as good news, but for first home buyers, it'll be bad news. The prices are going up. So don't be surprised, John, if the new government, and we're going to say this right now, the new government makes an announcement catering towards first home buyers to get them into the market if the house price trend does eventually increase.
Tennis, the first time I ever heard of Australia was back, in, I believe, in the early 1960s. A man named Rod Laver?
Rod Laver.
And playing tennis on a black and white set was very difficult to follow the ball because, it, you know, fuzzy picture. But it was very exciting, and here comes tennis again. When is it?
Okay, it's coming up in the middle of January in Melbourne. It's the Australian Tennis Open with a major change. Now, those who are tennis fans, who could forget last year's Grand Slam between Andy Murray and Tanasi Kokkinakis? That finished at 4 o'clock in the morning. Why? Well, it was described as a farce because there were all sorts of delays which caused that mammoth game to finish at 4 o'clock in the morning. So, from next January's Open, it's normally a 14-day event. It's becoming a 15-day event. They're going to bring forward the start of play by 1 day. At the Australian Tennis Open, it does need something as a backup. So to avoid those late finishes or early morning finishes, they're going to start play 1 day early and string it out by 1 day to satisfy everybody. So we don't have a repeat of those horrible clashes at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Is it all in Melbourne, the whole match?
Yeah, the Australian Tennis Open, it's a two-week festival. It is in Melbourne. We have other events like the United Cup, which is played in Brisbane, the South Australian Open, which is in Adelaide. But the big one for Australia and the world dominance is in Melbourne, the Australian Tennis Open.
Scott Maimon, CBS News in Brisbane, Queensland, Australia. I'm John Batchelor.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims. Sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, That business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.